Scores Jewelers in Anderson, and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Covering the upstate with a split back formation. 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me.
Get down on it. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. You gotta close the door over here, dude. Let's get cold. Welcome back. We've got a busy hour this hour. We begin things off by going now to Scott Reimer, Tiger pregame show, going to kick off in the mid-morning tomorrow. And we've got 239 of these in a row, Scott, but now we're on one in a row where we didn't even play a game before after the Tiger pregame show. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving and didn't eat too much. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get into my purple stuff tomorrow. I gotta figure that out because I just gorged myself this week. And you're right. You know, I usually I'm going to have to save like the rundown sheets and stuff at the end of this year because normally what I do, you know, in August or whatever when you're preparing for the next year is I go back and count the number of games since 2003. That's when the show started in 2003. And right. Unless I remember, which is going to be kind of hard to forget, but I'll never be able to do that again because there's always going to be one less game than Tiger pregame show. And thankfully, I heard you in the previous segment, who's going to get the win, Nick Saban or Sarkisian? What if that game would have been canceled prior to broadcast time at 6 a.m.? It's like a tree falling in the forest. Would it have made any noise? Could we have counted the Tiger pregame show last week?
I think you count it, even though it's not a game. I think you count it. You did a broadcast, right?
That's right.
You still get your six-figure salary, right?
That's right. Now, I don't know. I haven't gotten the check yet, so we'll see. That may be the determining factor about whether we can count this thing or not. Right. I was about 8:15. Our good friend who travels to this year he has not, but he's been to so many games at Clemson since the mid-70s, Bobby Dunnigan. He always comes by the pregame show, just a great guy, texted me from Tallahassee. He takes his RV everywhere. He's down there, and he said, I just had a Florida State guy come by, and he had credentials on him, and he said, this game's canceled. Have you heard anything? And so we go to break, and I texted the broadcast crew, and they hadn't heard anything. And I texted back and said, don't worry about it. Somebody's just messing with you. And then about 10 minutes later, you know, it all just kind of came together. You may remember this, Mick, but way back in the old days, I was on the air, much different situation. I was doing a Sunday show. I was on the air the day Clemson upset number one North Carolina in Little John, and then Dale Earnhardt died at Daytona. I was on the air when that broke. And it was very bizarre, you know, to doing radio where you're breaking news is always kind of a weird thing. But in a much different way, this felt weird. I was texting Kelly. I said, should we say anything? Because we didn't know if it was true until we got the official thing from Ross. So it's just a bizarre Saturday.
We did this the other day where we're trying to confirm something, to go on the air. And what Trevor Dare passing away? We got that in the 6 o'clock hour. And when something as serious as that, you know, you want to double check and triple check and those kind of things. That's happened a few times throughout. But, man, that's just it is tough. Walk me through what time or what it felt like and what the last couple of minutes looked like. You guys did a great job of kind of wrapping up the Tiger pregame show.
I mean, the official word came about 8:45, which of course normally we go off right at when it's Breakfast with the Tiger pregame show, we're off the air about 8:55, and then the guys, Mark Childerson crew, come in behind us, and we usually have a little bit of a gap there, you know, a 5 minute or so. So you can switch out stages, and in this case, we're in the station, so you know you have to, you know, now in COVID, you got to switch headsets, and you got to disinfect, you got to do all this other nonsense, and so we decided just to stay on until 9. You know, to try to give people as much up-to-date information as possible because we were starting to get the confirmations at that point. And, but what we didn't factor in is that Mark and them had like a 15-second window to get into the studio and get on the air. And then, of course, you know, they did their thing as well. So, you know, and it was one of those things, Mick, where and I'll say, you know, my affection and admiration and respect for Dabo and this staff. I was so bitter, you know, Saturday, just really frustrated with the fact that you do the protocols, you do what you're supposed to do, and then the game gets yanked away from you. But that bitterness kind of got out of my system on Saturday. And one thing that worries me a little bit this week is that thing kind of kept on going. Sunday night teleconference, Monday Tiger calls, Tuesday press conference. I mean, we got a football game Saturday against a very good football team. And I just hope that it has officially been put to rest, because it was way too much chatter about it after the fact.
Right.
It should have been over on Saturday night, or certainly Sunday night should have been the end of it. And it just wasn't.
Well, it wasn't, because Dabo wanted to make a one point, and he did, but yet they kept asking about it. And two points where so many times you hear the media say, I don't want to talk to this guy. He never answers any questions, and there's no sense in doing this. And Dabo doesn't do that. He answers the question, and I just saw people online saying, why does he keep talking about this? Well, he kept getting asked about it, and so he answers the questions. And so, obviously, the national guys, even local guys, later in the week, were still asking about that. On a not the, you know, beating the dead horse again and keeping that going, but it does feel like that there's a motivated, a salty Dabo. Your thoughts on him at the top of the hill tomorrow and him moving forward? He's an edgy Dabo, and I think that's dangerous for a lot of opponents.
Yeah, well, now that part's true, and I think there's a part of this that could be a positive. You know, I worry a little bit about the distraction, but it could flip. It could be the other way. I think here's one of the sad things, and this isn't about sports. This permeates really everything in our society now, and it's just a shame that an opinion about something based in facts. Now, you can't go out there and give an opinion about the earth being flat or something and people, you know, ridicule you for that. You deserve to be ridiculed if you think the earth is flat, right? But right. when it's a judgment kind of thing and it's based in fact, it's a shame that our society today will absolutely chew up and spit out someone for having an opinion that isn't straight down the politically correct boulevard. And that's just a shame that we're in this space. And you're right. Dabo's been beat up all week for this because he took a stance that isn't what the blue check Twitter elite believes should be said. And that's just a shame.
Not only that, we in our partisan world that politics has taught us, that you are forced to be to fall in party lines here. So all Florida State fans had to take Florida State's side. All Clemson fans had to take Clemson's side. And I had a long conversation on my way home yesterday with a lot of windshield time of talking to a very intelligent friend of mine who says, man, we live in this binary world where it's either yes or no, it's black or white, it's one or a zero, and there is no in-between on anything anymore. And not only that, but if you disagree with me, then I despise you for disagreeing with me, because who could ever disagree with me? Anyway, interesting points there. Scott, on a much more positive note, I know that Military Appreciation Day is something you look forward to. This will be a different Military Appreciation Day, but it still should be a pretty emotional day in Death Valley tomorrow.
I totally agree, Mick. And one of the all the things that COVID, and, you know, we knew we were going to have to play with less fans and all that kind of stuff. And I know we missed homecoming and Tiger Rama and some of those things. But I worried early in the year that we wouldn't be able to find a way to do Military Appreciation Day. And I'm so happy that we have been able to do it. Number one, I got to wear my purple. I mean, I got it for this whole reason. I mean, I got to have it. But, you know, it's hard to believe that this thing goes back to 1994, I think, is the first year. I mean, this isn't a tradition that has been going on for 50, 75 years. It's a relatively new tradition, but it feels now so much like Clemson, Mick. And I know there'll be some differences today or tomorrow, but I'm excited about that. And one of the greatest things, and I know they'll be able to do this, I feel certain, one of the greatest things about Military Appreciation Day, other than the playing of taps and all that, which I know the band won't be on the field. Maybe they've been at halftime playing previous Tiger Band performances, so maybe they'll do a previous year's taps and all that kind of stuff. But the other thing is that you get all these surprises at timeouts. You know, like you get this guy piped in from Afghanistan or something, and yeah. he's missing an arm, and he's this hero, and he's a Clemson grad or whatever. It just makes your eyes swell up, Mick. And I'm just so happy we're going to be able to go through that again tomorrow.
I've invited a friend of mine to go tomorrow, and he's going to let me know. He's got some family, some business stuff. And I started thinking about it. Well, if he doesn't go, that's not a terrible thing, because I won't have to pretend my manhood is gone yesterday, because I do, man. I well up, and it's emotional, and I get emotional talking about it now and thinking about some of the past ones and honoring these. I think back to one of my very best friends who was deployed at the time, was on the video board 1 year, and that was a – and we knew it in advance, but that was a really special year for us. But all those families and seeing what we'll see tomorrow, no one does it like Clemson. Everybody, a lot of people do it, and I'm glad they do. But, boy, no one does any better than what we do it here, and we'll see that hopefully again tomorrow. Scott, on the other side, too, is a bittersweet deal because it's senior day. And I'm going to tell you, man, I get emotional about those guys coming down the hill individually. And you and I have talked about this in the past, that we're going to see this. We're going to see Trevor Lawrence run down the hill on a senior day tomorrow, and Travis Etienne on a senior day tomorrow. It's going to be a very emotional time for as far as the seniors are concerned.
Yeah, like it's like, oh, by the way, you also going to have these guys running down the hill tomorrow. I think they're doing that slightly differently. I think they're going to have the parents not on the field, and that they will come after the game down to the field to get some pictures. But I think there'll be some video board stuff of the parents and the players coming down the hill individually. It's one of those games, Mick, you got to get in early, which of course, you know, that's not a problem with only 18,000 people there. There's no lines getting in. So right. You got to get in there early. But yeah, when you think back to, you know, Trevor and regardless of what happens the rest of this year, what he's a national championship quarterback at Clemson. And that's the kind of stuff that stays on your quote unquote resume or biography forever. And he's got a chance to move ahead of our good friends, Rodney Williams and Taj Boyd, and the number of wins he'll break that before the end of the year. So he's going to go down as one of, and arguably if not the best quarterbacks in Clemson football history, which is saying quite a bit. And you mentioned Travis Etienne, and even looking down this list, one of the things that I love about this, Mick, is you will see guys come down the hill tomorrow and you go, I don't know if I've ever seen him play down a football, you know, but that shows you that those guys are as much a part of the program as Travis Etienne is, in a different way. They have a different role, and it's their moment as well. So I always love to see guys, the great ones I love to see come downhill, but I always love to see the guys go, I had no idea we had a guy by the name of that guy on this team. That's what's cool to me, watching those guys come down the hill.
We play a football game tomorrow. Pittsburgh comes to town. Pickett gets hurt in the middle of a four-game losing streak. But the last two games that they played, I won't say last 2 weeks, but it's not because of the postponement with Georgia Tech. The last two games that they have played, Scott, Pittsburgh beat Florida State 41-17. They beat Virginia Tech 47-14. They're playing some pretty good football. What do you expect to see from the Panthers?
Well, they pose two problems, Mick. Number one, they're very good at stopping the run, which we have really struggled in running the football the past couple of weeks. And we've got to find a way. You're not going to win a championship. I don't know if we win tomorrow, but we're definitely not going to win a championship if we can't run the ball better than what we've done recently. And then they also are very good at the quarterback position. And Pickett is a guy that's a problem. I mean, it's just he's got wide receivers that are a problem. They throw the football. This is not like the Pittsburgh teams that we've seen prior to this year. So I think Clemson's weakness on defense is that quarterback that's enough mobile to move his feet around and to get the ball into space against those linebackers on across the field, across the middle of the field. So that's a problem. And they stop the run, which is a problem. So I expect, you know, you just don't know. It's been so long since Clemson has played a football game. You just don't know what you're going to see. But I think we're going to see a pretty good dogfight tomorrow. And I think Pitt's well coached. And I think they've got enough Jimmys and Joes – to stay in this thing unless Clemson just plays their A game. And if Clemson plays their A game, Clemson will beat probably just about anybody in the country, but certainly they would beat Pittsburgh tomorrow pretty easily. But will you be on your A game after not playing football for so long?
I keep saying it, rest or rust. You know, what will we see tomorrow when that comes to town? Scott, speaking of seeing it tomorrow, I know you're looking forward. I'm still calling it, I think, number 239. Because you did do a show.
Yeah, that's right. We're going with it. I expect the check in the mail for number 238, so we're going to go ahead and do the 239, 9:30 to 12:30, so we don't have to get up at the dark of dawn. And we'll be back at the Swan Pavilion, God willing, and get to finish up the year outside again. I'm looking forward to that. And Kelly Graham looking at 9:30 to 12:30 right here on 105.5 The Roar. We'll set the stage for you, Military Appreciation Senior Day. Hopefully we won't have any late-breaking news tomorrow, and we can enjoy one last game in Death Valley. Who knows what's going to happen December 12th, but looking forward to it, Mick, and can't wait.
Sounds great, Scott. Good luck with that, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Scott Reimer of the Tiger pregame show tomorrow morning. Hey, Lakeside Lodge, right down the road here. I'm actually probably a couple par fours and a par five away. How about that? Maybe a three-quarters of a mile away from our friends at Lakeside Lodge. If you're looking to buy that great condominium, if you're looking for a great place to stay because it is a condo-tel and you can actually have a rent out a room for a night or a few nights there, or if you're looking for a great place to have a great meal, including, I don't know, maybe brunch on a Sunday if you're still in town. So think about Lakeside Lodge. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. Home football weekends are busy there. Fire pits and bands and great food. Think about the beautiful views coming out tomorrow. It's LakesideLodgeClemson.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Josh Williams is here. We're going to talk Iowa State, Texas, Notre Dame, North Carolina, Pittsburgh, Clemson, some college football projected odds, and a few basketball thoughts from Josh when you return for more of the Friday edition of the Mickey Pollard Show from Chick-fil-A of Clemson. More right after this.
A lot of things have changed, but some things remain the same. Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson has some of the juiciest hand-cut steaks and best menu options around. Dine in or take it to go, or dine on the covered patio with ceiling fans to keep you cool. Help support the workers and businesses like Carson's who make your week great. Order your lunch or dinner to go, eat on the patio or dine in 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. any day of the week. Call in your order to go at 864-226-9400. Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson, 864-226-9400.
Built to last and rock solid resale value. Just two of the many reasons to own a Toyota and the place to buy your Toyota, Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson. Since 1951, Ralph Hayes Toyota has been delivering great value and service while setting themselves apart from the competition. And they're the oldest Toyota dealer in South Carolina. Whether it's a new, used, or certified pre-owned Toyota, you'll find it at Ralph Hayes Toyota, 3525 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Rely on the pros in EnviroMulch for all your outdoor needs. They have an assortment of mulch, riverstone, dirt, sand, gravel, straw, and much more. Choose EnviroMulch. Make your yard look amazing during the colder months ahead. Order at EnviroMulchOnline.com. Go Tigers!
The Blue Heron in historic downtown Pendleton features char-grilled filet mignon, sushi, crab cakes, 14 ice-cold beer selections on tap, chicken wings, and amaretto cheesecake. But wait, there's more. Tuesday nights, enjoy buy one, get one half off sushi rolls. Wednesday nights, select bottles of wine are as low as $10. Never miss a game with 8 big screen TVs, great service, and even better food. To place your to-go order, call 864-653-3354. Visit the Blue Heron on Facebook and Instagram for specials and updates.
Are you mechanically inclined and love working with your hands? High-demand jobs with great wages are within reach in the exciting world of computerized machining operations. And the CNC Programming and Operations Program at Tri-County Technical College is your best next step. Literally dozens of companies right in our own backyard need you to learn the manual and computer-controlled machining skills today to enter the advanced manufacturing workforce of tomorrow. Learn more at tctc.edu/CNC.
You didn't buy a beach investment property to stress over it. Stop worrying. The professionals at Thomas Beach Vacations become your partners, treating your home as if it were their own. They will create your personal strategic plan and get bookings rolling in. And they'll care for your home while you're not there. Contact Thomas Beach Vacations at NorthMyrtleBeachVacations.com. That's NorthMyrtleBeachVacations.com. Thomas Beach Vacations. Customer focus. Results driven. Hear what owners are saying about Thomas Beach Vacations Owner Services.
I have two properties down here. One stays in the rental pool 52 weeks of the year. The other, I can rent out 3 months of the year. They approach my three-month rental with the same commitment as they do the one across the street. Thomas Beach Vacations, they make you feel like you're part of the family.
Contact Thomas Beach Vacations at NorthMyrtleBeachVacations.com. Customer focus, results driven.
Hurricane season is upon us, and winter weather is just around the corner. Don't let bad weather leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic home hole standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro Premier dealer. Ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Saria Sicosio with Prisma Health. With COVID-19 rates still high, let's unite to slow the spread of the virus. Remember to wear a mask, practice social distancing, and wash your hands often. We're all together, 864.
The flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
Hey, Riley Cordell and the great folks at Pinecrest Foods want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving weekend. If you're a hospital, if you're a medical service, a healthcare facility, if you're a school, private or public schools, if you're a restaurant, if you convenience store, maybe a grocery store, you need great orders from local farms. That's what they do. They're so proud of their relationships with these local farms and local companies. Getting you these great products fresh every single day. So make sure that it goes wonderful with you when it does so many of their people on their customer service end of it, getting you the great products, great prices, and serving those. It's our friends over at Pinecrest Foods. Riley started this company after 38 years of experience in the food distribution and dairy. They said their passion is ice cream. What do you know? What a coinky-dinky. Mine is too. It's great friends at PinecrestFoods.com. 844-844-MILK. 844-844-MILK. To our guest lines again in this hour where Josh Williams joins us. Happy Thanksgiving, Josh. How you doing today?
Happy Thanksgiving, you guys as well. Hope I'm doing all right. Hope you guys are.
We are. We're very blessed. Let's begin, if we can, on Iowa State and Texas. This is a nooner today. Love these Friday games. Noon today. And, Josh, am I right by saying so far this week, I've seen a pick 'em. I've seen Iowa State as a one-point favorite. I've seen Texas as a one-point favorite. Am I right by saying this line is going to be close and going back and forth? And Gavin, kind of give us the latest thoughts about the Cyclones heading down to Austin.
Yeah, the early week opener was Texas 2.5, point total of 61. So both of those have come down. Point totals come down basically 4.5 points or so. It's in that 57.5 range, but the spread has come down to basically a pick 'em, and I think Iowa State's going to go off as a favorite. The ticket count basically is slightly leaning toward Iowa State, but it's basically 3-1 in money wagered there on Iowa State. So they've been the respected side and have gotten the bigger bet, and seem to be. I think this line's probably going to be like Iowa State -1 at kickoff, probably. So you got Texas on one side coming off basically a 3-week layoff with a bye week and then a canceled game there. So be interested to see how sharp they are coming out of that. And Iowa State coming off a big win last week and a huge game for them in that if they win, they pretty much all but lock up a berth there in the Big 12 title game. I think the one thing to watch is Iowa State with Breece Hall. I mean, nobody's really stopped him at any point this year in any game. Texas has pretty good, pretty decent rush defense by the stats, but it seems to be skewed a little bit because I guess really Oklahoma's probably the best rushing offense they faced, but that was even when the running back was still suspended. That has come back the last 2 weeks. So I'd be interested to kind of see strength on strength there. But I think that Iowa State defense is good enough to give Ellinger some problems and keep things in front of them. So, I think Iowa State's probably the right side in this one. It'd be kind of interesting to see if they could cash in and Campbell can beat Texas for the first time.
Look, interesting coaching over those two things, and two guys that are, has some, different thoughts about them and their careers right now. Notre Dame and North Carolina, 3:30 today. We've been looking forward to this one for a very long time, and this line's been active this week, hasn't it?
Yeah, the early opener, which I guess was one of the offshore openers that I saw on Sunday, was like Notre Dame laying 7 or 7.5, and then pretty much immediately that thing was zapped down to like 4. And I think that's where most of the Vegas books open there. But it's been steadily creeping up these last 24 to 48 hours, and I think I'm even seeing some 6.5s there now. So, it's been – basically 2-1 in ticket count on Notre Dame and a little over 70% of the money. So it's been pretty one-sided on Notre Dame, and it doesn't look to be like may see a little bit of resistance now that it's up above 6, a little bit of buyback on North Carolina. But, I mean, this is kind of – it's going to be interesting to watch. It's kind of a game of two contrasting styles there. I mean, we know how good Notre Dame is on the line of scrimmage. But with those two offensive linemen out, they don't seem too concerned about it. Maybe that's just because they know how bad North Carolina's defense is, and excited to go up against that. But kind of on the other side of the ball, Notre Dame's their defense is solid, but the weakness is really in the secondary, and they rank basically outside the top 70, basically, in defending both, pass and rush explosiveness. North Carolina is number one in the country in explosive play percentage. And if North Carolina can really spread them out, the weakness there is basically when Notre Dame has to go to nickel. The nickelback is a safety. When they go dime, it's another safety, and they don't really cover very well. So they've allowed basically 13 pass plays over 30 yards this year. Clemson had 11 of 15 plus in that game with DJ playing. So I think it's going to be a heavy dose from North Carolina with RPO and taking some shots. And they seem to be getting healthy a little bit, but I don't see how they can really stop Notre Dame if they control the line of scrimmage like we think. So really kind of contrasting styles, and we're interested to watch these two go head to head.
Should be a fascinating one today, 3:30 in Chapel Hill. Clemson and Pittsburgh, Military Appreciation Day and Senior Day here in Tiger Town. What are your thoughts about the Panthers coming down?
Yeah, so, this line opened up around, 25, some places even 26. So the sharp money has been on Pittsburgh all week. Clemson's gotten basically 60% of the ticket count, but a little bit over 50% of the total money wager has been on Pitt. So that's driven that down. It looks to be settling basically at 23. Pitt's had two really good efforts the last couple of weeks with Pickett back. They've blown two blowouts, scored over 40. But I kind of want to focus on the point total, and it's been pretty steady at 55 and a half. That just seems like it's a little low. If we expect Clemson to kind of come out guns blazing there, you know, you look at two defenses basically. You know, the Pitt defense, obviously the strength is a defensive line and defending the run, and their numbers are pretty good. But I mean, even last week they gave up almost 7 yards per play to Virginia Tech. And they, you know, Tech had 7 drives that went inside the Pitt 40-yard line, and they only scored 7 points out of those 7 drives. So a bunch of self-inflicted wounds there. And I think that stuff's something that Clemson can definitely cash in on. And we know Pitt doesn't run the ball well, so it's going to be on Pickett to throw. I just think with a lot of passing in this game, and that point total just seems low to me.
I would totally agree with that one. All right, well, I saw, and I made reference to it earlier in the show, but we didn't talk about specifics, but we have forward lines of potential college football playoff appearances and what those games could look like.
Yeah, so basically as it's constructed with the current 4 teams, Clemson would be basically in a pick 'em against Ohio State. If they were matched up with Notre Dame, Clemson would be a 5.5-point favorite. And against Alabama, Clemson would be a 6.5-point dog. Basically, Notre Dame would be a dog to everybody as it's currently constructed. They'd be a 6-point dog to Ohio State, a 10-point dog to Alabama. And then if Alabama and Ohio State matched up, it would be something around Alabama -4. So, a lot of respect there for Alabama, I guess rightfully so, given what they've done. But interesting that those are some basically a touchdown or more underdog, essentially, if Notre Dame would match up against either of the other 3.
Josh Williams, our guest. You had some basketball, early basketball thoughts after a couple of days of the season opening up?
Yeah, and watching those – or a good bit of these 2 games, you know, Clemson forcing over 40 turnovers, I think it was. This style of play, you know, running 10, 11, 12 guys out there, picking up 94 feet, you know, while they don't have the length in some spots, but this style of play really reminds me of Florida State. Just running a lot of bodies out there, constant pressure, wearing teams down. This looks a lot like a Leonard Hamilton coach team of these past few years with that great depth. You've got a few shooters out there that can make some shots, but you could really see last night when Purdue comes back and ties it and makes it close. And then they, Clemson just kind of kept coming, running more guys out there and just really, really wore them down. You know, especially early in the season, conditioning might not be, great yet, but specifically to the preseason all-conference big man there for Purdue, Williams. You could see him tiring a little bit, and they got him in some ball screens there, got him picked up a couple more cheap fouls, and obviously ended up fouling out. But the style of play is a stark contrast to kind of what we've seen maybe from Clemson in recent years. But it reminds me a lot of some of those Leonard Hamilton Florida State teams with the great depth and the constant pressure there and putting pressure on the ball, even, you know, picking up 94 feet from the basket and just making it really hard for the opposing teams to kind of get in their flow of offense.
I like that thought a lot. Seeing either Honor or Doss pick up that jammer and see that full court pressure, and then what they have in the front court with Hall coming in when Sims got in foul trouble and Hall getting foul trouble, Sims coming in. Yeah, a lot of depth, a lot of different answers there for sure. Hey, I have one football question for you because so many teams have done it this year and Clemson's in the midst of doing this right now. Do you buy that 3 weeks off, 2 weeks off, Trevor with 3 or 4 weeks off now, whatever it might be, is it, do you side with rest and you're refreshed, or you side with rust and that you're not, quite as sharp? Have you gotten a rhythm throughout a season?
You know, when you get late in the year, I the rest part is probably a big thing, but I think at some point you do reach to the point where it may be a little bit of a detriment. So I'll be interested to see, you know, speaking of Clemson anyway, and Trevor, I'll be interested to kind of see how Texas comes out today. see if there's some rust there in their execution, particularly, you know, on offense, and see kind of, it'd be something I'm definitely going to keep my eye on. You know, I think the bye definitely came, the open date, I guess you will, came at a good time for Clemson in terms of getting healthy. So it definitely helped in that regard. But yeah, you're on, you know, what, basically a month now since Trevor's taken the snap. So, you know, I probably would expect a little bit of rust from him. But it may be with the open date and he was able to practice during that time, you know, maybe it's not quite as bad.
Yeah, well, and a lot of teams are going through it, and we'll see much more of that this weekend. Hey, Josh, next week let's talk about this, the regular season wrapping up for most teams. I know we have some other games later on with the Big 12 and with maybe the Big 10 and the SEC with some of that stuff. But let's talk about the final regular season week when we visit next week.
Sounds good. You guys have a great weekend.
All right, buddy. Certainly appreciate that. That's Josh Williams and some – you know, talk about ticket counts and some analytics coming out of that for sure. When we come back, we'll get our Jinxing Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. Hey, our great friends at Granger Nissan, I want to tell you, Granger Nissan, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers, home with a lifetime powertrain warranty. These awesome friends of ours at Granger Nissan have been good to me. Yesterday, we took Meredith's car from her house down to my family's house, and little Drake, so such a smooth ride. He fell asleep in the backseat. Now, we love the safety features. We love what we went in and what it looked like. And matter of fact, we saw some good-looking Nissans on the road yesterday, and Meredith said, you know, that Armada's a good-looking thing, isn't it, too? Yeah, yeah. They've got a bunch of great-looking lines over this way. Hey, there's specials going on. You know, Black Friday, if you're out shopping, why not stop by? See our great friends at Granger Nissan. They'd love to see you today. It's Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partners of Clemson Tigers, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. If you are looking for a reason to make a short drive from Greenville or Spartanburg or somewhere around, then why not think about this lifetime powertrain warranty? That doesn't happen in other places. It only happens at Granger Nissan of Anderson. We'll come back, short break, much more right after this.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Hurricane season is upon us, and winter weather is just around the corner. Don't let bad weather leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic home hole standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro Premier dealer. Ready to serve you? Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
There is security, and then there is serious security. When it comes to protecting the important things like the rock, there is only one choice: SecureView 24 from Priority One Security. SecureView 24 integrates live video with our central monitoring station, keeping you protected and connected during alarms. Call Priority One Security and ask about your exclusive SecureView 24, or visit us at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one security.com. Priority One Security, serious security.
The Blue Heron in historic downtown Pendleton is open for dine-in and curbside takeout. Try their hot wings and wash them down with an ice-cold draft beer from 14 different taps while watching the big game with your friends on one of their 8 big-screen TVs. Tuesday nights, enjoy buy one, get one half-off sushi rolls. Wednesday night, select bottles of wine are as low as $10. To place your to-go order, call 864-653-3354. Visit the Blue Heron on Facebook and Instagram for specials and updates.
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with 2 years, 25,000 miles free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. And Toyota of Easley gives away $1,000 every 2 weeks. All you have to do to enter to win is test drive a car. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley, 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 20 years now, Bennett Equipment has been renting and selling construction equipment that's helped build the upstate. Takeuchi compact excavators, track loaders, and wheel loaders have played a huge part. Bennett is proud to call the upstate home and can serve you from any of our three upstate locations. We'd like to thank our loyal customers for making it a great 20 years, and we look forward to the next 20. Remember, if you need equipment, buy or rent it from Bennett.
Rosewood Communities is bringing low-maintenance living to Clemson with new homes starting at just $299,000. Flexible floor plans and monthly HOA that covers year-round lawn maintenance, water to fuel a full yard irrigation system, amazing common areas, and weekly trash pickup. They're selling fast, so act quickly. Check out the model home at 225 Pendleton Road in Clemson or visit rosewoodcommunities.com for more information. That's rosewoodcommunities.com for low-maintenance, affordable new homes in Clemson.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
All sports, all the time. From the Roar, 105.5 in Greenville and Anderson, 97.5 and AM 1560 in Spartanburg.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun. Feeling
hey, our friends at the Health Dare want to talk to you about cellular health. They want to make sure that you understand what they're doing and how they're doing this. It's a free consultation. Call them today. If you want to think about reversing the symptoms of type 2 diabetes, if you want to talk about lowering your cholesterol, sleep apnea, let them take care of some really big issues in your life and lose weight, lose inches, feel great about it. Their team is made of a bunch of coaches who've been through the program and want to help you out now. They'll even shop for you, even come to your house and cook for you. These are people that want are dedicated to making sure that everything goes great for you in this. The Health Dare is buy one, get one free right now. Go through it with someone else. To find out more, 1-877-I-DARE-ME, 1-877-I-DARE-ME, or you can go to idareme.com. Love to hear from you in this segment, 654 Roar. Let me recap where we are before we get into our third hour of the show and our Biggie Smalls games of the week. Clemson and Pittsburgh tomorrow has been moved, not from time-wise. It's still a 3:30 broadcast, 3:35, whatever the kickoff is, but the move from ESPN to ABC, this only affects you watching, only affects you from your DVR. But Clemson and Pittsburgh moved from ESPN over to ABC tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit more in the next hour about South Carolina, Georgia, and Auburn, Alabama, certainly as well. We talked a little bit so far today. The Tigers have back-to-back basketball wins to start the season, beating Mississippi State 53-42, and last night down in Purdue 81-70. Two double-digit wins, two Power 5 wins. They won a low-scoring game and a high-scoring game. 12 Tigers played in each game, and there was a nice blend of youth and experience of post and perimeter play, and Brad Brunell's squad gets off to a really good start there. We got the news on Wednesday that Joe Ngata, since our last show actually, Joe Ngata is having surgery or has had surgery and will be out now until the postseason. I don't know if it means ACC championship or if it means the semifinals. Boy, he's just been through just a hard time so far trying to get healthy, but We do know that trying to get some relief from a pain standpoint with his ab and rib issue that he's going through surgery there. Speaking of being out this weekend, Nick Saban is out of the Alabama and Auburn Iron Bowl, this time with COVID. Last time, Fox positive. This time with COVID for sure, and he is symptomatic and will not coach Saturday. Steve Sarkisian will be the guy in charge of the Alabama program coming up. I don't know if you saw it yesterday, but hope you saw some turkey football. And Houston down Detroit 41-25. Washington beat Dallas 41-16. The Steelers and Ravens didn't play last night. They moved it to Sunday. There's some thought about that game not being played on Sunday now. There is a lot to get into the next hour. Like, John, we'll do our biggie certainly, but did you see the report where an ESPN executive and Jim Clements are in the top two for the ACC commissioner's job to take over for John Swofford?
I did not see that.
Yeah, so my question is, what's a better job? President Clemson or the commissioner of the ACC?
Well, in my unbiased, non-alumni opinion, I mean, you got to stay at Clemson. Come on. There's something in these hills.
Yeah,
President Clemens, if you're listening, I hope you stay around, bud. Done great things at Clemson.
I'm not sure that's
the leadership that he has provided the last handful of years here. It should been great.
Well, there's no doubt that if he is the guy and leaves behind a big void here, and I don't know who would get the next job here at Clemson, but you never know. You have turnover. You never know. We've seen it at certain places.
You know, Mickey, I think you'd be pretty good at that job.
I'd be the worst in the country.
You could do the radio program in the morning and go run the university the rest of the day.
If that's the case, it'd be figurehead only. You had a bunch of other people, smart people, doing that kind of stuff. But no. Let's be clear. I'm not sure that's a step up. It depends on what your goals are. Maybe you need turnover, and college presidents don't need to stay around more than 7 or 8, 10 years, something like that. So I get that, maybe the next challenge in your life, maybe. But as far as the cloud of one job compared to the cloud of another job, I'm not sure that is the way to go about that. You're all of a sudden, you're not popular with a lot of people. I don't know. Maybe the COVID world is different now. That's something to consider. A president now has to think about the post COVID and what is his world's going to look like. I'm just not sure that's a step up in the right direction.
I tell you, the narrative amongst Clemson fans would definitely change toward the commissioner of the league.
Oh yeah.
I mean, how many calls do we? I mean, on Wednesday between our show and then I did the press box with Brad. I'll be on again today from 9 to 12 with Brad. How many people still call in and be like, "Hey, Swofford wants to take one more shot at Clemson before he leaves," and Swofford hates Clemson. It'd be a very different narrative.
No doubt. No doubt about that. Shifting gears on a couple of other subjects here. Tomorrow at Clemson, let me give you the weather update. At 3 o'clock tomorrow, it's going to be 67 degrees, sunny, and wind's only at 4 miles an hour. That's a beautiful November the 28th and 67 degrees. Remember, it's a purple out game tomorrow with the Military Appreciation Day, so I don't have a purple, big purple jacket. I won't need one tomorrow. At 4 o'clock, 66 degrees. 5 o'clock, 63 degrees. 6 o'clock, 59 degrees. By the time the game ends, it's going to be 56 degrees. But those are very comfortable temperatures in Death Valley tomorrow. Light winds, sunny, and so that's not a factor at all. Now, long term, it's going to be a factor. Because we're looking at a low of 25 on Tuesday.
Ooh. Obviously, you be wearing the big jacket in that morning?
That morning I will be. I can tell you that. And one of the big concerns when the schedule first came out was what will Blacksburg, Virginia look like on December the 5th? Well, I can tell you now, currently, might be a chilly one next week. High of 44, low of 29, with a chance of rain next week in Blacksburg. So, again, that's a long way off. 8-day forecasts are different than 8-hour forecasts. We don't know what it's going to do from hour to hour, more or less that. But that's where we are right now. We're talking about mid 40s and lows in the high 20s for Blacksburg next week. So that'll be a little bit of a factor there. And then it's too early to think about Charlotte. But just long-term forecast. Now, again, take this for what it's worth. Long-term forecast as far as, the later in the month, it appears to be pretty good right now. But again, that's you know, a few weeks away for down in Charlotte. So we still got the 12th weekend to think about too. Now, wanted to get to this quickly, John. This is from Anna Hickey, had this on 247, Clemson 247. And she was talking about Dabo and the RPO game and the run offense off of the RPO game and what it means. And this is Dabo from either Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. I think it's Wednesday of this week when he mentioned this. Dabo saying, quote, "A lot of our rushing yards are not being counted because they're coming off the RPOs and people don't really understand that. They just celebrate a 17-yard pass completion and think it's a great play. It really was only a great play because of what they gave us. People have sold out against to stop the run. We have been able to accept that answer, that challenge of throwing, and I think that will going that's going to bode well down the stretch. Regardless, Pitt's a team that's not always going to give you more than you block. Kind of unfair to hold offensive line accountable for unblocked guys standing in the box. So fortunately, we can throw the football. Every year is different. Last year, we were a little more balanced because people chose to play us more balanced. This year, people have chosen to play us and challenge us to throw the football, and we've been able to do that. I think we're at 150 yards a game rushing, but if you took the RPO yards, we'd be a lot higher. Those things are triggered post-snap, and thankfully, we have a quarterback that can make those decisions for us. That's football today. It's basically option football. A lot of things can happen post-snap. That's why you have to be really well-schooled at quarterback. I think you have to be able to throw the football today to win at the highest level. To me, I'd be a lot more concerned if we couldn't throw the ball. We'll be fine. We can stop the run, but we also you can stop the run. We also have to be committed to us to expose you in other areas. I have a really good quarterback that's equipped with the tools. It's hard to be right as a defense. We're throwing the ball as well as anybody in the country, and we're doing that without some of our best outside playmakers. I think the fact that we've demonstrated that is going schematically is going to help us in the run game as things get down the stretch here. John, it's a great point. You and I have harped on this all year long, that it's a pick the poison. Do you pick ETN or do you pick Trevor? And because of the lack of outside playmakers right now, teams are saying, we know what Travis ETN is. While we know what Trevor Lawrence / DJ is at quarterback, we don't know what you've got at wide receiver, so let's line up and take away Travis. And those wide receivers have you had to make plays. But so far they have. I've told you this offense is on a record-setting pace when it comes to total yards per game or total points per game, and up there among the best offenses in terms of yards per game. So how you get it is depending on basically what poison they choose to take. The final part of this, John, and I get your thoughts here after this quick point, is that this also is what you recruit to. You can tell wide receivers, we're going to have a great offensive line. We're going to have a great running game. And so you will be able to make plays as a result of us being balanced. You can tell running backs, we're going to have a great throwing quarterback. We're going to have a great wide receiver core and offensive line. So you're going to make plays in the running game based upon we're going to be more balanced. And so how you get your yards, that's more dependent on your opponent than what you do, because you're only going to take what they give you. Your thoughts on Dabo's comments about the RPO game?
I agree with all of them. I agree with a lot of what you said there. I think it, you know, like we said, it's a pick your poison with this Clemson offense. And I think with Trevor coming back, being able to add the RPO, I think we saw at Notre Dame with DJ's injury and his inability to, I don't say his inability, but they didn't ask him to do it. I just think it opens up so much. You've got to be aware of so many things. And Trevor can run. I mean, he's a legitimate threat running the football, and you've got to pay attention to it. You've got to account for it. And I think that's what has helped open up so many things for Amari Rodgers and Cornell Powell, but not just those two guys, Brandon Galloway and Davis Allen as well.
Yeah. Offenses now, they really put a lot of pressure on defenses, put a lot of pressure on safeties, put a lot of pressure on linebackers. I mean, what we're asking them to do is, it's so difficult. When an offensive lineman can release a couple of yards downfield, and a quarterback can look like he's running a quarterback draw or a quarterback power, and then all of a sudden jump up and dump it over the line, over your linebacker's head to a running back like Clemson did with ETN in the Ohio State game, and you see other teams do it now. Man, that's just – you can't defend it. And so offenses are doing a great job of really pressuring defenses throughout all of that. Hey, let me tell you about Harbin Lumber. Remember the number 353-5053, 353-5053. Harbin Lumber wants to be there for you. They're a full-service lumber yard for 104 years now, serving the upstate of South Carolina. Harbin Lumber has all the interior, exterior products. They've got all the installed services. Think about Harbin Lumber. Give them a chance at a small job if you're an upstate builder, remodeler, handyman. Harbin Lumber is a great lumber yard, getting every single delivery in time, in full, every single time. That's how you service them. They work with you. They team with you. It is a team effort. They know they can't do it unless you're successful. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. What's on TV this weekend? Well, Biggie Games of the Week.